Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
It's Benson Holland.
Oh, hi, Benson. Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Thank you so much for asking and also for giving us a call. I believe that our team actually tried calling you because I do notice that you have a pending cancellation request. Is this a good time that we can talk more about it?
Yeah, well, I called a while ago because I remember pausing my account sometime last year, and then just out of nowhere, like a month or two ago, I got charged again, like $200. So I was just wondering why that was.
I completely understand it, sir. Let me go over with your account here and let me check what happened when I get billed. Just give me one moment, please. Okay, hold on. All right, sir, thank you for patiently waiting here. So, yeah, I did check your account. I noticed that you actually asked to pause the account temporarily from October up until January 24th. So we did actually send you an email, sir, like a welcome back email to notify you that your account will be reactivated on January 24th, but we haven't received any call, and that's the reason why it was reactivated automatically. Did you not receive that email that was sent to you? Because I believe you sent you an email. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I did, but I didn't realize that it would be activated automatically.
We actually sent an email on January 17th. It shows you there that the account will be reactivated on January 24th, including the rate as well. So the moment that you called asking why, we also tried calling you back as well. So since you haven't received any reply or any, you know, we were trying to call you, but you're not available. So what we did after that call that you made, we placed your account on temporary hold. But this time we didn't set up for automatic reactivation until we speak with you again.
Okay.
So technically, yeah, after that month that you get billed on January 17th, we continue to optimize your account, but we made sure that your account will not be billed again on February 17th.
Okay. I was just making sure that, like, I haven't been billed since then, and I just want to make sure I won't get billed from so on.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. But just considering that your account is currently on hold, are you willing to reactivate your services? Because I noticed here that I can lower the rates for you, because I believe that the last time we spoke about is more about the rate. That's why you asked to pause the account.
I don't really think I need it right now. I mean, I don't know. I got my Google set up, but I don't think I really need, like, lead services right now.
Completely understand, sir. Well, I can definitely pause the account here as well, Benson. Well, would you mind me pausing the account again, or do you have any, like, you know, do you have any, how many months would you like me to prefer to pause the account?
I mean, I'd rather just cancel for now, and then if I, in the future, want to come back, you know, like, re-signing up, then I can just do it that way, just so it doesn't get, like, automatically activated again.
Totally understand, sir. Well, yeah, we can definitely do that, Benson. But you know what? I do see here that we actually had as well, you know, call tracking services that we also offered as part of the package before. You know, you have an option that you can keep the call tracking number with the call tracking greeting as well. We can have it for $15 a month only.
I think it'll be okay. I don't think I really need it. I haven't really received too many, but if I do, I can just answer the phone myself. I think it'll be okay.
I see. Because the good thing about having it is that you can track, calls, like, track how many calls you got. At the same time, you can still access the dashboard where you can listen to those calls coming in as well.
Yeah. But no, I think it'll be fine for now. If I want to, in the future, I mean, because now it's pretty a slow time for me, and it's, I don't know when I'll, like, you know, get busy again, but But in the future, if I end up wanting to come back, then I might. But I don't know. I think I'm just going to try to stick with most, like, just smaller word of mouth and stuff and just not pay for leads for a while.
No problem. We just go ahead and submit a request, sir. But I would like it to be informed, sir, that the one that you're paying us in the past is really more about focusing towards SEO, not actually the pay-per-lead campaign yet. So we can, as I mentioned, we can continue to optimize your account to make sure that you're going to show up in Google at a lower cost of $149 from $199, which was the original rate.
I don't know. I'll think about it. But just for now, I just want to cancel the account, if that's okay.
Because I'm thinking about placing your account in temporary hold here, and then I'll make sure to follow up as well before the account will be reactivated. What do you think? Maybe we can continue to put the account in hold just to keep our options open. You won't be getting the same rate with other competitors of ours. So if you like, you can continue to place your account in hold here, say, for 1 to 3 months. And then let's revisit your options. Let's say after 2 months, if it changes your mind, then you can reactivate the same cost of $149 that I'm offering you now.
If I put it on hold, will it automatically reactivate again like it did last
time? No, this time, no. Because what happened last time, sir, is that we made sure that the account will be reactivated automatically. That's why we sent an email. But this time, if I can place the account on hold and also offer to call you back, then no. I'll make sure to call you before you decided to reactivate and that's when you get billed.
I mean, I'd rather just submit a request for a cancellation if possible, but if that's the only way to do it, then that's fine, as long as it doesn't get reactivated automatically.
Yeah, of course. I'm just hoping that you would consider this offer, because, again, just the rate that we have right now is something that you can find from something else or from other competitors. And, just to keep your options open, actually, instead of canceling now.
Okay, so if I put on hold, it won't automatically reactivate the account?
No, until I speak with you again, and then that's when you decided to reactivate, and that's when you get billed. But if I call and speak with you, if you decided to cancel, then of course, that's when we can definitely consider canceling. As I mentioned, we did not charge any amount here, because we tried to also call you when you called asking why you get billed. So
okay. Well, if I go ahead and put the account on hold, is there a possibility to get a refund for the charge in January? Because I didn't really realize it was going to be activated again, but...
Well, unfortunately, so we don't actually issue the refund, but we can definitely go ahead, in the future if you decide to reactivate, and we can definitely somehow apply it for your next billing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then maybe I put on hold for like 3 months and then give me a call back in 3 months and then see where I'm at.
Yeah, of course. I'd be happy to do that, sir. So I'll send you an email again here. We're going to pause the account for 3 months. So I believe that will be up until June 24th. I would also going to make sure to call you back, sir, before June 24th, and that's when we can decide again your account. Regarding with a refund, as I said, we don't issue a refund, but we can always go and check options and maybe somehow apply those amounts to your next billing if you're considering reactivating with us again. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Great. Thank you so much for accepting my offer. But let me just go ahead and complete your request here while you have me on the phone. Just wanted to make sure that your email address is the same we have in file. Just give me one sec. Is it the BensonHolland82@gmail.com? Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, that works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. All right, let me just complete your request here. Just give me 1 to 2 minutes, Benson, okay?
All right.
Thank you. All right, Benson, thank you for patiently waiting, sir. I really appreciate your patience. So there we go. The account was set back and seasonal pause or temporary hold up until June 24th. So you don't have to worry about the billing. I will make sure to call you back before June 24th so we can revisit your options. If you won't answer, you don't have to worry. Again, we don't automatically bill your account, sir, okay?
All right, thank you.
No problem. I mean, just one thing I'd like to confirm with you, sir, because I noticed that you called us from a different phone number. Can we call you at this number in the future, the one ending in 0484, or do you prefer us to keep calling the one we have on file ending in 9133?
The one on file is fine.
All right. Okay. I'll take note of that, sir. Then, yep, everything is set now. And do you have any concerns for me that I can assist it?
I do not.
Wonderful. Thank you again for your time today, Benson. Yep, we'll speak with you again soon. You have a great day ahead.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.